My name is Chris Johnson. I'm not a guy that really likes change, especially change in the workplace. I generally like to get used to how shit's gonna go, and I just hope fucking things continue that way. Actually, I don't really like change anywhere. I don't know why I'm just focusing on work, probably because this podcast is gonna be about work. But like, I went to the grocery store the other day and they're changing all that shit around. I don't fucking like it. I don't like meaningless fucking change. If it's like a change that's gonna make something better, like I'm all for it. But I feel like most change is complete fucking nonsense. Like you ever go to a website or some shit and it's completely different than the last time you went there? But it's like instead of the menus on the side, the menu's like at the top and it's not fucking blue anymore, it's red. Like it's just bullshit. It's like, why the fuck did you change that? Like who the fuck asked for this change? Who asked for the menu in a different fucking spot? Nobody asked for that shit. If you're gonna change meaningless things like, you know, the fucking Pepsi or Coke can, I don't give a fuck. If the shit inside is still Pepsi or Coke, I don't fucking care. Have a new goddamn can design every year for all I give a fuck. I'd prefer you to stop doing that. I don't really know what the fuck changing the can all the time does, but whatever. But at work, it really fucking gets to my ass. I recently had to change teams at work. My supervisor is like doing other shit now, so they wouldn't let him keep his team, so I got a new supervisor. Actually, they don't call them supervisors at my current job. They call them TLs. They call them team leads. In my last job, there were soups or supervisors. Whatever the fuck. It's the same goddamn thing. It's the same thing. I don't really care about the change at this current job, though. I mean, I like my old TL, but like I know the person that I'm going to, it's going to be fine. It's not like I'm moving seats. I'm still sitting at home working from home. You know what I mean? It's just like somebody else is handling my fucking payroll now. I will say this, though. I met with her the other day. We started at the exact same time. So like we're in each other's training class and shit. So like we know who the fuck each other is. And she has like an understanding of who the fuck she's dealing with. And she was just, you know, giving me the rundown of like, okay, we're doing this and this, you know, just her team shit. Cause every team does things a little differently. Maybe they have meetings or whatever the fuck. And she's like, you know, I would prefer, you know, like a hello when you start your shift and a goodbye, like when you're gonna bounce, but like it's not required. That is somebody who has a total grasp of who the fuck they're dealing with. This morose sack of shit is not gonna say hello. He's not gonna say goodbye. I'm gonna tell him like, you know, I'd like you to do it, but I don't expect you to do it. I don't really give a shit if you do it, but I kind of want you to do it, but I'm not gonna really hold it against you if you don't do it. I fucking love that. We're gonna get along, great. But it reminded me of like my old job, the old insurance job, the insurance call center job. I had a lot of fucking problems there and I fucking changed supervisors all the goddamn time and it sucked. New supervisors come in, they want to like change your seats around. But like, there's only like 5 to 10 people on a team. So it's like, well, instead of sitting on the end, now you're sitting in the middle. What am I going to move this shit around? And sometimes your supervisor would just change your fucking seats anyway. Hey, we're going to shake things up. How about we just leave me the fuck alone? Like this job sucks enough taking these goddamn phone calls. Why can't you just leave me the fuck alone and let me stay where the fuck I'm sitting? There's a big scandal one time though, because my friend sat over the wall and I would talk to her all the fucking time. Not like when I was on fucking phone calls and shit, but we were buddies and we'd fucking chat. We'd fucking chit chat. Like we talk at work. We talk after work. She'd call me and shit. Like we were relatively close. Do we still talk? No, of course not. You know why? Because you're dealing with Chris Johnson. But we talk then. And there's like a big war. Like my soup hated her soup. There were two fucking assholes who fought all the time. And her soup fucking hated me. I think she hated me because I swore a lot. And she was one of those dickheads that had like a big thing with like swearing. Because we got along. And then eventually at one point she found out about the podcast. Because somebody just fucking told the entire team that I had a podcast. So people were listening to it. And she fucking hated me after that. I didn't tell you to fucking listen to it. As a matter of fact, I probably warned her not to fucking listen to it. Like she wasn't a supervisor at the time. But like if you're really not going to like me because I say fuck and piss and cunt or whatever the fuck, you can just take a bite of my ass. But anyway, it didn't really matter that she fucking hated me until she was a fucking soup, because then like she was just a dick to me and she had some kind of power. But she wasn't my soup, but she could still pull some fucking strings. She didn't want me talking to her teammate over the fucking wall, or not her teammate, her fucking team member, whatever the fuck. So I used to get yelled at all the time. I got yelled at work as if I was a fucking fourth grader that was talking too much during the reading test. Like if I fucking stood up and said something to the girl over the wall, like, and the supervisor saw it, she would like fucking yell at me from across the room, like, you stop talking to her, you stop it. They had like a big fucking argument, the supervisors and shit. And eventually they put like rules in place where like, we were no longer allowed to talk to the other team. Can you imagine this? Like, think about what I'm telling you for a second. Two adults at work, and not only two adults, because each team had like, you know, 8 to 10 members or whatever the fuck. We were told that we couldn't talk to the other fucking team. What the fuck is the matter with people? Are you out of your fucking minds? I remember like as that was happening, like I couldn't believe it was happening. Like my soup had to have like a discussion with me. They're like, listen, I know you guys are friends, but you can no longer talk during work. Why? Well, you know, just because. They can never give me like a straight fucking reason for it. You know what else pissed me off about that too? I hated my friend's soup. Her friend's soup hated me. But my friend didn't have a problem with her soup because her soup liked her, so she could basically do whatever the fuck she wanted. You know, if you got a boss who likes you, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And look, I'm not going to try to control who you do and don't like But like, if we're buddies and your fucking boss treats me like shit, I gotta have some anger from you there. You know what I mean? You can't be okay with that. And I would bitch about it too. I was like, dude, this fucking asshole treats me like fucking garbage. She's like, well, you know. No, not well, you know, you motherfucker. You gotta have my fucking back on this. When I look back sometimes at the relationships I've had, like, maybe I shouldn't have talked to this fucking girl. Because like, anytime I go through like an old story like this, I end up thinking like, dude, she sucked. But, you know, work sucked. So I guess you just try to cling to anything that sucks less than work. And she sucked less than work. And she gave me a ride home once because my car was fucked up. And she invited me bowling into the movies and shit. So I don't know. Maybe those things suck less than work as well. But listen, we haven't talked in 3 years, I think. It's been a long fucking time. But I want everybody to know that I'm still fucking furious that that piece of shit didn't defend me. Chris Johnson needs to be defended, goddammit. I know I can take care of myself, but I need my buddies to have my back. That's all I'm fucking saying. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and any fucking podcasting site you want, including Podbean, which is the motherfucking host. All the episodes are there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou. I'm in my Facebook timeline and I'm on Instagram. That's at maybe the number 5 minutes.